Help is coming for millions of low-income student loan borrowers. These borrowers were hurt by a government program known as Income-Driven Repayment Plans, IDR plans, were supposed to bring affordable payments and eventual loan forgiveness. But an NPR investigation found the Department of Education badly mismanaged these plans. And after the report came out, lawmakers demanded an investigation, and now the government is working to change the program. NPR correspondent and senior editor Corey Turner is here to talk about it. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Scott.
So these income-driven repayment plans, first of all, for low-income borrowers, how are they supposed to work?
Yeah, so IDR was supposed to make sure borrowers can afford their monthly payments, and it did that by tying those payments to income, also folks' family size, and for people who don't earn a lot, they can actually have a $0 monthly payment, which in turn earns them credit towards what has always been the big promise of these IDR plans, which is that after 20 to 25 years, the federal government promises to erase whatever debts are left. And research shows that nearly half of borrowers in IDR are low income enough that they are making $0 payments, which is why this promise of forgiveness isn't just nice. It's really vital for many borrowers. It's the whole point of enrolling in IDR. And over the years, though, it's become clear that these plans just weren't keeping that promise.
And so tell us about that and the results of your team's investigation earlier this month.
Yeah, so borrowers and their advocates have complained for years, really, about IDR being hard to enroll in and to stay in because of really rigid paperwork requirements. So borrowers often ended up in these costly long-term forbearances instead of IDR, which is the fault of both loan servicers, as well as the result of really bad oversight by the Ed Department. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a bunch of state attorneys general actually sued a loan servicer a few years ago for this. Earlier this month, then, NPR revealed a whole host of other serious problems. We found that some servicers weren't actually tracking borrowers' progress toward loan forgiveness. We found that people making those $0 payments might not actually be getting credit toward loan forgiveness after all. And we found that early record keeping for IDR was pretty awful.
Wow. And so now the Department of Education has outlined some reforms. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so first of all, for the folks I mentioned who spent more than 12 months straight or 36 months total in one of these long-term forbearances, that time is now going to count toward loan forgiveness. The department estimates that at least 3.5 million borrowers are going to get at least 3 years of new credit now through this fix alone. It's also saying that any months in which borrowers made payments are going to count toward IDR and eventual loan forgiveness, regardless of the repayment plan they're in. The department even says it's also going to start tracking borrowers' progress toward forgiveness itself instead of just leaving it to the servicers. In all, the department says these changes should help more than 40,000 borrowers become immediately eligible for debt cancellation. And it's going to bring millions more borrowers a lot closer to that eventual debt cancellation. I spoke late yesterday with Persis Yu, who is one of the people I've spoken to several times before. She's done a lot to call attention to IDR's failures, and she's now at the Student Borrower Protection Center.
I am concerned that this fix actually reaches all of the borrowers, but certainly it has the potential to really be huge for remedying many of the problems that has plagued IDR over the last several decades.
Okay, Corey, so for borrowers who are hearing this news, perhaps for the first time now, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so for most borrowers, they need to do nothing for now. The department says it is going to review and update borrower records automatically. This will take several months. This is also important, though. It won't be able to make these changes until the fall. Also, do not call your loan servicer. I got a joint statement from several groups that represent loan servicers, and they were frustrated, saying the department hadn't shared any of these changes with servicers ahead of yesterday's announcement. And they complained that as a result, servicers aren't going to be able to provide clear and concise information to borrowers who call with questions. So really, my best advice right now is be patient.
NPR's Corey Turner. Corey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.